All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's patience. We were waiting on Marcus to try to get up here. It's race day, so he's running around like crazy for sure. Hopefully be able to join us momentarily. But I'm going to invite up Greg Walter, the executive vice president from Charlotte Motor Speedway, and several other special guests. I'm going to let Greg do the honors of introducing those folks for you as well.
Well, everyone, thanks for being here this morning. It is great to have some celebrities with us. A pair of Richards, I said, beats a pair of Kings any day. So thanks for being here, gentlemen. Want to thank NASCAR.com and also welcome our viewers on Facebook Live who are a part of this event for today. You know, as we get ready for the month of May, the 10 Days of Thunder, and America's Home for Racing, we're excited about a partner that has a passion for motorsports like we do, and we're excited to share that with them. Alsco Linen and Uniform Rental Services will serve as the title sponsor for the Xfinity NASCAR Series race on Saturday, May 26th, the Alsco 300 at Charlotte. They have a long legacy in motorsports, and it's not a company, not a household name perhaps you're familiar with, but they're an international company that have been around for a while. Let's take a look at the videotape, show you a little bit about them. Now you can see why we have these gentlemen up here with us to celebrate this partnership. Before we get started to them, I do want to recognize Steve Larson, Vice President of the Linen Division for North America with Alsco. Steve, thanks for being here with us today. So we, of course, have a couple of gentlemen who need no introduction. Both are Hall of Famers, team owners, and also proud Alsco partners, Richard Childress and Richard Petty, a pair of Richards, so I'll address you gentlemen by your last name to keep it all clear. Well, we also have Jim Divers, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Alsco. Jim, walk us through why Charlotte was a fit for you guys in terms of your motorsports program and what you guys do.
Well, it was a pretty easy choice. You know, sometimes you have to pinch yourself when you've got partners like Richard Petty and Richard Childress, and we also have the Alsco 300 over in Kentucky. And between the three already, they keep my staff pretty busy with B2B opportunities and so forth. We hardly can keep up. They open the doors for us. We go in. We have to prove ourselves, of course, but they are a big part of why we get in to see people to do business with us. So when we started looking around, what else can we do? It certainly doesn't get any better than Charlotte, right where it all started. As a kid, I used to go to the Charlotte race. My last memory of being there was in 1964 with my dad. So he was a great Lee Petty, Richard Petty, Pete Hamilton, Fireball Roberts, actually, that was there the day that he had his crash. But in any event, it was an easy choice to pick Charlotte to be our next venture.
So when you and I had lunch, we were talking about, you know, growing up and being a fan and your family time. You actually met the King when you were young.
Yeah, well, I met him by accident. We, several years ago, back in the 90s, we purchased a company over in Asheboro, North Carolina, that was servicing, back then it was Petty Enterprises. So as I was doing the due diligence, I noticed that we were serving them, and I started looking at it. You had about 125 people in uniforms at that time. We were a small company at the time, and so I knew enough about NASCAR to know that it might cost a lot of money to get my name on the side of a car. So along about that time, the 43 car won at Martinsville. And I called down to his shop, and I think I spoke to, it's Martha Jane, right? Yep. And I said, you know, we're not a very big company, so I'm not sure we can afford to have a sponsorship deal, but I'd like to give you a couple weeks free service to show you that we do support the sport. And not very long after that, I got a call and said, hey, why don't you come down, let's sit down at the conference table. You don't have to have a lot of money, you just got to be dedicated to the sport. So anyway, it's that's the history, and it's been great ever since. So
now, Mr. Petty, I'm not going to put you on the spot trying to remember the time you met him when he was little, but can you share a little bit about having Alsco as a partner with Richard Petty?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. Like I say, we was way out in the country there, and had these people that had all the expertise to come and get our uniforms, set them all up, put them in the shop where the guys could come by and pick them up. And up till that time, I think my mother was doing all the washing of all the clothes and stuff, so took a burden off her. And yeah, they've been great people to work with all these years. You know, I guess we're probably one of the first racing crowd that they got involved with them, and then they just expanded and expanded and expanded. And again, it's been a company that's a first-class company. And you know, I guess they might have been in business a little bit longer than Richard Petty, but not a whole lot longer. So, you know, we got together somewhere in the middle of it, and it's been a great association. You know, they still take care of Petty's garage there at the shop. They do rugs. They do a little bit of everything. So anybody that's in that kind of business can take care of about anybody.
Sounds good. Now, Alsco was the primary sponsor on the number 3 Xfinity car in Atlanta. We're going to see that again in Kentucky, I believe. Mr. Childress, tell us about the partnership that your company has with Alsco.
Yeah, I haven't been around as long as Richard has, but for sure. But, you know, Alsco is a great, great partner of ours. They service our winery, our country club, the race shops. It's just great what they do. And to have them involved in our NASCAR sport, it gives them so many opportunities to do B2B, with different customers, and a lot of the people in the stands are their everyday customers as well. And we're just proud to be with them. And the thing about running the Alsco car, it's Red Cap is one of our original sponsors. It goes all the way back to the Wrangler days. And so they use Red Caps as a product, and we run Red Cap on our cars as well as Alsco. Gives them an opportunity as well to do a lot of B2B in our sport.
Yeah, this is a classic case of a company that has leveraged motorsports not only at the team level but the track level to basically move the needle for their business. So we are incredibly excited about having them with us. Again, May 26th, Saturday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, I think with that, Jonathan, you want to come up here and kind of navigate us the rest?
I know these guys have a busy, busy day ahead, but we do have time for just a couple of questions, and then we're going to run out to Victory Lane. We've got a special little photo op out there in Victory Lane as well, so photographers, feel free to stick around. Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. For Jim, could you explain sort of the nuts and bolts of how you work with the teams and the range of services that you provide to them?
Yeah, well, in each of their shops, they have, you know, several hundred people, so we actually work with our partner, VF Red Cap, to design uniforms especially for them. So if you go in their shop, you'll not see work uniforms just like they have anywhere. So we go in, we measure the people, we have these garments made, we look at all of their facility services, the mats on the floor, the soap in the washroom, the towels, the first aid, anything that you need to take care of a building, we do that as well. So, good question.
Anybody else? All right. Well, we appreciate everybody taking the time to come. We're very excited for the Alsco 300 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, gentlemen, we'll head on out to Victory Lane for a quick photo op, a little special something out there.
Thank you, Craig.